Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim, I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're going to Yuma, Daf Lamed Vav, the third parak, Amalahem Amamuna. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the Mishnah on the bottom, Daf Lamed Hei Amed Beis, discusses the Kohen Gadol's Vidui on his par, which is done in the northern part of the Azara, in the place where it's shechted. Balo Eitz Oparo, Oparo Omed Bein HaUlam V'Lemizbeach. He comes to the bowl, and his bowl will be standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now, the Gemara here suggests that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Based on a brisa that taught, Ezu Tzafon, what part of the Azor is regarded as north? Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda says it's from the north wall of the Mizbeach until the north wall of the Azara. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon adds the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And Rebbe adds the area which the Kohanim may walk, referring to the Ezra's Kohanim, as well as the area in which the non-Kohanim may walk, referring to the Ezra's Yisrael, both of which are east of the Mizbeach. The Gemara concludes that the Mishnah can also be going according to Rebbe, for if he holds that an area of less Kedusha is considered north, then certainly an area closer to the Ulam is considered north. The reason the par is positioned between the Ulam and the Mizbeach in Yom Kippur is Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol. Confessing and then shechting it farther away would require carrying the blood a greater distance. Point number two, the Gemara brings a brisa that includes Malchokas regarding Vidui on an Ola. Although an ola is not brought for transgressing a mitzvah's lo saseh, Rabbi Yossi Agui says one does confess on it for the sins of leket shechah peah umayso ani. Rabbi Kiva says, ein ola ba ela al aseh, ba'al lo saseh shenitik laaseh. An ola is not brought except for violating a mitzvah's aseh and a mitzvah's lo saseh that is remedied by a mitzvah's aseh. Rabbi Yirmiyah brings one interpretation of the Malchokas, and Abai disagrees, saying, "Betazov kamifuge." They disagree regarding the mitzvah's aseh of "you shall leave," with which the prohibitions of lekin and peah conclude. Rabbi Kiva holds "tazov mikar mashma," that "you shall leave" implies the initial obligation to leave the lekin and peah for the poor, but it's not meant to rectify a prior failure to do so. Therefore, these mitzvahs are not in the category of alava nitik laaseh. Rabbi Yossi Agui holds hashta mashma, that this command implies a present obligation taking effect after the prohibition has been violated and serves to remedy the transgression. Hence, they do fall under the category of alav hanitik laaseh. And point number three, was taught in the braisa that Rebbe Meir holds the Kohen Gadol says vidui over his par by saying avisi pashati v'chatasi. I have committed avonos, I have committed pashaim, and I have committed chataim. For this is how Moshe referred to Hashem as nosei avon v'pesha v'chata'a, forgiver of avon, pesha, and chata'a. The Chachamim challenge Rebbe Meir because avonos are willful sins, pashaim are rebellious sins, and chataim are inadvertent sins. So once one confesses over the first two, which are intentional, it doesn't make sense that he then confesses over the inadvertent ones. Rather, the order is chatasi v'avisi u'pashati fanecha, placing the inadvertent sins first, followed by those done willfully, and then followed by those done in rebellion. What Moshe Rabbeinu was saying was, Rabbono Sholom, b'shan shi'isro chotin fanecha, v'hosin shuva, aselhem zedonos kashkagos, master of the universe, at the time that Yisrael sins before you and then does tshuva, transform for them their willful sins into inadvertent ones. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah on the bottom, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, discusses the Kohen Gadol's vidui on his par, which is done in the northern part of the Azor in the place where it's shechted. Bala Eitz Oparo, Oparo Omed Bein HaUlam V'Lo Mizbeach. He comes to the bowl, and his bowl would be standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The Gemara here suggests that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon, based on a braisa that taught, Ezu Tzafon, what part of the Azor is regarded as north? Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda says it's from the north wall of the Mizbeach until the north wall of the Azara. Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon adds the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and Rebbe adds the area in which the Kohanim may walk, referring to the Ezra's Kohanim, as well as the area in which non-Kohanim walk, referring to the Ezra's Yisrael, both of which are east of the Mizbeach. The Gemara concludes that the Mishnah can also be going according to Rebbe, for if he holds that an area of less Kedusha is considered north, then certainly an area closer to the Ulam is considered north. The reason the par is positioned between the Ulam and the Mizbeach on Yom Kippur is Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol. Confessing and then shechting it farther away would require carrying the blood a greater distance. Point number two, the Gemara brings a brisa that includes a Malchokas regarding Vidui on an Ola. Although an Ola is not brought for transgressing a mitzvah's lo saseh, Rabbi Yossi Agui says one does confess on it for the sins of leket shechah peah umayso ani. Rabbi Kiva says, ein ola ba ela al aseh, ve'al lo saseh shenitik laaseh. An ola is not brought except for violating a mitzvah's aseh and a mitzvah's lo saseh that is remedied by mitzvah's aseh. Rabbi Yirmiyah brings one interpretation of the Malchokas, and Abai disagrees, saying, betazov kamufage. They disagree regarding the mitzvah's aseh of you shall leave, with which the prohibitions of leket and peah conclude. Rabbi Kiva holds tazov mikar mashma, that you shall leave implies the initial obligation to leave the lekka and pay it for the poor, but it's not meant to rectify a prior failure to do so. Therefore, these mitzvahs are not in the category of a lav hanita klase. Rabbi Yosef Galili holds hashta mashma, that this command implies a present obligation taking effect after the prohibition has been violated and serves to remedy the transgression. Hence, they do fall under the category of a lav hanita klase. And point number three, it was taught in the Brice that Remir holds that the Kohen Gadol says vidui over his par by saying, Avisi Peshati v'chatasi, I have committed avonos, I have committed peshaim, and I have committed chataim. For this now Moshe referred to Hashem as Nose Avon v'pesha v'chata'a, forgiver of avon, pesha, and chata'a. The Chachamim challenge Rabbi Meir because avonos are willful sins, peshaim are rebellious sins, and chataim are inadvertent sins. So once one confesses over the first two, which are intentional, it doesn't make sense that he confesses over the inadvertent ones. Rather, the order is chatasi v'avisi u'pashati u'fanecho, placing the inadvertent sins first, followed by those done willfully, and then followed by those done in rebellion. What Moshe was saying was, Rabbono shel olam, b'shan sheYisrael chotin l'fanecho, v'osin tshuva, aseh lehem zedonos k'shkagos, master of the universe, at a time that Yisrael sins before you, and then does tshuva, transform for them their willful sins into inadvertent ones. All right, so now we get our Simur Daf Lamed Vav, and our standard simon is a lulav. So here goes. The lulavim standing upright in the northern part of the Azorah, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, encircled the lekka transgressor who said vidui on his ola, saying chatasi, avisi, pashati. Once again, it's slow motion. The lulavim, that must be more on Daf Lamed Vav. The lulavim standing upright in the northern part of the Azorah, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which reminds the Mishnah on the bottom Daf Lamed Heyam and base discusses the Kohen Gadol's vidui on his par, which is done in the northern part of the Azorah in the place where it's shechted. He comes to the bowl, and his bowl would be standing between the ulam and the mizbeach. The Gemara here suggests that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, based on a brisa that taught Ezu Tzafon, what part of the Azor is regarded as north. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says it's from the north wall of the mizbeach until the north wall of the Azorah. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon adds the area between the ulam and the mizbeach, and Rebbe adds the area in which the Kohanim may walk, referring to the Ezra's Kohanim, as well as the area in which non-Kohanim walk, referring to the Ezra's Yisrael, both of which are east of the Mizbeach. The Gemara concludes the Mishnah can also be going according to Rebbe, for if he holds an area of less Kedusha is considered north, then certainly an area closer to the Ulam is considered north. The reason the par is positioned between the Ulam and the Mizbeach on Yom Kippur is Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, confessing and then shechting it farther away would require carrying the blood a greater distance. So, the lulavim standing upright in the northern part of the Azorah, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, in Sukkah, the lekka transgressor, who said vidui on his ola, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa that includes a machlokes regarding vidui on an ola. Although an ola is not brought for transgressing a mitzvah's losaseh, Rabbi Yosef Galili says one does confess on it for the sins of lekat shechut peah u'maisu ani. Rabbi Akiva says an ola is not brought except for violating a mitzvah's aseh and a mitzvah's los aseh shenitik la'aseh, a mitzvah's los aseh that's remedied by a mitzvah's aseh. Rabbi Yumi brings one interpretation of the Malchokas, and Abai disagrees, saying, "Betazov kamufage." They disagree regarding the mitzvah's aseh of you shall leave, with which the prohibitions of lekat and peah conclude. Rabbi Akiva holds tazov mikar mashma, that you shall leave implies the initial obligation to leave the lekket and pay it for the poor, but it's not meant to rectify a prior failure to do so. Therefore, these mitzvahs are not in the category of a lav hanita klase. Rabbi Yosef Galili holds hashta mashma, that this command comprises a present obligation taking effect after the prohibition has been violated and serves to remedy the transgression. Hence, they do fall under the category of a lav hanita klase. So the lulavim standing upright in the northern part of the Azorah, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, encircled the lekka transgressor who said vidui on his ola, saying chatasi avisi peshati. Which reminds us, it was taught in Brice that Reb Meir holds that the Kohen Gadol says vidui over his par by saying avisi peshati v'chatasi. For this how Moshe referred to Hashem as nose avon v'pesha v'chata'a, forgiver of avon, pesha, and chata'a. The Chachamim challenged Reb Meir because avonas are willful sins, peshaim are rebellious sins, and chataim are inadvertent sins. So once one confesses over the first two, which are intentional, it doesn't make sense that he confesses over the inadvertent ones. Rather, the order is chatasi v'avisi u'pashati u'fanecho, placing the inadvertent sins first, followed by those done willfully, and then followed by those done in rebellion. What Moshe was saying was, Rabbono shel olam, b'shan sheYisrael chotin fanecha, v'osin teshuva, aseh lehem zedonos k'shagagos, master of the universe, at a time that Yisrael sins before you and then does teshuva, transform for them their willful sins into inadvertent ones. So once again, the lulavim standing upright in the northern part of the Azorah, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, encircled the lekka transgressor who said vidui on his ola, saying Chatasi Avisi Peshati. All right, that concludes the shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.